The deeper meaning behind noticing, acknowledging, and honoring all sources of light in your life is actually profound. All humans are light beings. Many people also are unaware that all objects as well as living entities emit light. There is an aura that is emitted by rocks. Of course, many rocks, especially crystals, are living entities. The ore that comes from such crystals is magnificent. There is light which is emitted from foods. A marvelous book by David Wolfe, W-O-L-F-E, entitled Eating for Beauty, has page after page of pictures which display food and the light that food emanates. As you can probably imagine, when food is alive, the light that is emanated is glorious and magnificent and astonishing. The light that is emanated by food which is dead is pretty inconsequential. It is, of course, present, but you don't see many colors, and you don't see brilliance, and you certainly do not see a strong illumination from such foods. Extend your awareness, then, to all living objects. There are some videos that are readily available on the internet that show what happens to plants when music is played. Plants actually dance, just as humans dance, when they hear music that is pleasing to them. When you track the auras, or the light that is emanated by plants in such circumstances, you see also something that is truly magnificent. It expands, it contracts, it shines, the colors are brilliant. One fascinating guest on my radio show, the Parkinson's Recovery Radio Show, is named Johann Boswinkel. Johann Boswinkel invented a machine that is actually able to measure the light that is emanated through the various meridians in the body. He explains that it really is a very low level of light, something equivalent to a candle at a distance of about 20 miles. So we're not seeing a strong, brilliant source of light as you might see from the sunshine. Light, however, does come from within all cells of our body. He uses his new invention called biophotonics to measure distortions in the light, and then he diagnoses what might be the source of illness and disease. For example, for chronic conditions such as Parkinson's, he's found a source is oftentimes the liver, the gallbladder, and even an infected appendix, sources that most practitioners are not aware of. We are all light bodies. Individuals who are users of street drugs such as cocaine or heroin or even more harmful substances will oftentimes emit a very dark energy from around their nose from around their mouth. For police officers who are able to see auras, there's no mystery about who is addicted and who's not. All they have to do is to look at an individual's aura. They will see that dark energy hanging around that person's mouth or that person's nose. A lot of information comes from the color of light that is emanated from bodies and the distance that it radiates from the body itself. Many people have the idea that auras are stagnant, that people have an aura that is, let's say, 2 or 3 feet distant from their body, and that's it. This is really not true. Auras are always shifting and changing. They are expanding and they are contracting in light of the spirit and the enthusiasm and the essence that is emanating from that particular individual. If you're interested in actually being able to see auras, and I know some of you already see them as a matter of routine and habit, let me just suggest that you look off of looking directly at the person's body. Look just an inch or two above their head, for example. The other important lesson to learn is not to go toward the person to actually see the light that is emanated. Allow the light to come to you. So just sit, allow a couple of minutes to pass. Oftentimes you want to make sure that you're looking at a person who's given you permission or a person at a distance that obviously is not looking and won't be upset by the fact that you are staring at them. Every human being emits light. There are now instruments that measure that. You can get readings of your aura if you would like from photographers who have special equipment. We know that we are all light beings. Consider giving yourself the fascinating challenge of beginning to track the auras of plants, of food, of other individuals. You will be mysteriously engaged as you see brilliant colors of light emanating from a person's head and from their heart. When a person is excited about what they are doing, they exude the most magnificent colors, oftentimes a purple that defies description. Enjoy yourself as you are continuing to acknowledge the presence of light in your life, whether the source of that light is the sun or headlights in a car or light bulbs in your house, or the source happens to come from food, which is alive, plants who are dancing to music, or individuals that you love who are exuding joy because they are in a presence of another that they too are deeply in love with. Enjoy yourself as you acknowledge the source of light, for we are all light beings. Robert Rogers, and this is Parkinson's Recovery. Good day.